We're up to Siman Tov Samech Ches, entitled Shelo Lasos Malacha Be'erev Pesach Achar Chatzos. So Perek Makom Shenagu Psachim Daf Nun Amud Aleph, says the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah in the Perek, Makom Shenagu Lasos Malacha Ve'erev Psachim Ad Chatzos Osin. Makom shenagu shelo lasos ein osin. Erev Pesach in the morning, there are some places where there's a minig not to work, and there are some places where there is no such minig. So, follow minig a makom. If the minig is not to work, one shouldn't work. If the minig is to work, then one can work. But after chatzos, and this the minug is the morning, Erev Pesach in the morning until Chatzos. After Chatzos, everywhere, there's an Isser Malacha. The question is, why is there an Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach afternoon? So there's basically probably three opinions. The first Bir Halacha in the Siman brings down two different reasons with a beautiful nafkamina, which is relevant for this year. What if Erev Pesach is Chal B'Shabbos? So what about Erev Shabbos Erev Pesach? So now it's not Erev Pesach, it's Erev Pesach. Is this Halacha going to be relevant on Erev Shabbos afternoon or not? Okay, so let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. Tov Samech Sif Alpha. Ose Malacha Be'erev Pesach Mechatzos Ulamala. One who does Malacha on Erev Pesach from after Chatzos, it's very severe. Mishamtin also. They would put him in Shamta, in Cherem. They would excommunicate him. Vafilu Lasos Bechinam Oser. And even to do work bechinam for free, not to get paid, is also awesome. The yesh mi she'osar afilu al yedei goy. There is one who asers afilu al yedei goy. The yesh mi she'matir. So there's different opinions about having a goy work for you on Erev Pesach afternoon. And the parentheses, Ramah v'chein hu ha-minig, to be matir, to allow the goy to do malacha for you Erev Pesach afternoon. But we don't do malacha on Erev Pesach afternoon. Look at the Mishabura Sif Katan Aleph. So Mishabura gives down the reason of the Yerushalmi. Hatam, the reason is, Mibnei shu zman shchitas ha-Pesach, Erev Pesach afternoon is the appropriate time, or I guess the time, for shechting the Karban Pesach, which is eaten at night, matzos umrorim yochluhu, at the Seder, but the Shechitas Karban Pesach is done on Yud Dalet, on Erev Pesach afternoon. Shekol echad miYisrael chayavu, and everybody is chayav in Karban Pesach. V'yom shemivin Karban hu ki yom tov. A day that you bring a Karban is like a yontov. V'lechin osur midirei sofrim b'malacha. So since it's like a yontif, so it's aser midrabanan to do malacha on this yontif. Va'afilu bizman hazeh deleka karban. The Baal Hamor writes that this halacha is not relevant bizman hazeh. We don't have a karban, no yontif. Adayin ha'iser b'mkomo omeid. So the Ravid comes out very stark against the Baal Hamor, brought down in the Beis Yosef, and that's the psak of the Mishabura and the Shulchan Aruch, who's discussing, obviously, nowadays. Even though there's no Karban Pesach, the Yontif is still relevant, and the Dinim of Yontif are relevant, so Erev Pesach afternoon is a quasi-Yontif with an Issur D'Rabbanan involving certain Malachas, which we're going to be discussing in the coming days. Now, look at the Bir Halacha. So, if the reason is because of the Karban Pesach, so then that would not be relevant this year. This year, Tav Shin Pei Aleph, Erev Pesach, Ischal B'Shabbos. So, the Karban was brought, the Meshechted, on Erev Pesach afternoon. On Shabbos afternoon, it's Doche Shabbos. And we don't need an Issa Derabanan of a quasi yantif of an Issa Malacha because we have the full Issa Malacha of Shabbos. And it would not be relevant to Friday afternoon because that's not the Zman of Shechitas Karban Pesach. Look at the Bir Halacha Dibram Aschil Mechatzos Ulamala. First, we have a very important Ha'ara in the chat box. Okay, let's look at the Bir Halacha until we get. Very good. I actually saw someone discuss that. So Rai is asking, so there's one Shaila of Bizman Hazeh. We don't have a Karban Pesach. What if you live in Chutz Laaretz? You live in New York. So even if there would be a Beis HaMikdash, if you would be in New York, you're B'Derech R'Chayka, which you shouldn't be L'Chadchila, but if you're B'Derech R'Chayka, so you'd be Pater from Karban Pesach, you have to bring Pesach Sheni, perhaps. That's the beginning of the ninth parak of Pesachim. So then, in Chutz Laaretz, this shouldn't be relevant because they weren't bringing a Karban Pesach. Yeah, that's a good point. I saw someone discuss that, I think. Alright, let's see. I think it is universal and I think it is relevant even in Chutz Laaretz. I don't remember where I saw it. Okay, maybe we'll get there. So says the Bir Halacha, Dibar Masa Mechatzos Ulamala. Ayin Mishabura, V'hu Al Pi HaYerushalmi, Shehevi Uhu Aposkim, Data Mishum Shechitas HaPesach, that the reason we have this Isser Malach on Erev Pesach afternoon is because of the Karban Pesach. Ulefize, according to that, like we just said, Imchal Pesach Motzei Shabbos this year, Pesach is on Motzei Shabbos, Mutter b'malacha me'ikur adin ad ha'mincha kevan de shchitas ha'pesach hu't l'machar b'shabbos. Shchitas Karban Pesach on Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos afternoon should be mutter b'malacha. There are anyway limitations on the malacha that one should be doing on Friday afternoon every week, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, phrases it like that. Ad ha'mincha. Okay, but this specific halacha of Erev Pesach afternoon being having an Issur Malacha is not relevant on Friday afternoon this year, where Yud Dalet is on Shabbos, Karban Pesach, Mehera Yibana Mikdash, Beis Hamikdash should be built this week, and then we will be Shecht the Karban Pesach on Shabbos afternoon. Okay, Kumoshikas of Maharil, continuing in the Bir Halacha. The Rashi Piresh Otam. There's another reason for the Issur Malacha on Erev Pesach afternoon. Kedesh lo yei Torah b'malacha. You shouldn't get too caught up in your work. V'yishkach bi'ur chemtzo. And you will forget about destroying your chametz. V'tikun matzah l'tzorach halayla. And you'll forget that you have to bake matzahs and have everything ready for the Seder. So if that's the reason, l'fi tamzeh, afilu this year, kishachah pesach motzei Shabbos, gam ken yesh li zoher, shelo la'asos malacha mechatzos. It's not a such a Karban Pesach, it's not related to the Karban Pesach, which of course is non-negotiable, but mo'ado, it's on Yudalit afternoon, which this year is Shabbos. But it's a practical thing so that you can get ready for Yontif. So this year, when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so yeah, all the preparations have to be done on Friday afternoon. I mean, something Shabbos, you can't prepare anything for Pesach. So those things you'll have to do on Yontif. You could do after dark already on the beginning of Leil Yontif. But certainly anything that you can do in advance has to be done Friday afternoon. And therefore, there would be reason for this Issur to apply on Friday afternoon this year, even though it's Erev Pesach. So Gam came this year, Yesh Lazar, Shalol Asas Malacha Mechatzos, Shrei Torul Bebir Chametz, V'tikun HaMatzah L'tzorach Machar. He's busy. Now, Bir Chametz is a very interesting thing to put into this discussion, because there is no Bir Chametz on Erev Pesach afternoon. And even this year, maybe it's shayach to talk about, but usually it becomes Asa Bahana already an hour before Chatzos. It's already Asa Min HaTorah at Chatzos. There's no Bir Chametz at that point, unless you messed up. So it's interesting, that he keeps discussing the Bir Chametz on Erev Pesach afternoon. Bir Chametz is done Erev Pesach in the morning, before Chatzos. And even this year, it's Friday, I think we're supposed to do it in the morning so that we don't get confused in the subsequent years when it's really Erev Pesach and you come to do it after the Zman Bir Chametz, you have to do it early in the morning. Okay. Ela de Rov
Pok... Shita's Rashi is that Tashbisu, the Sreifa, is only by Zman Isser, not before. That's Shita's Rashi.
For Sreifa, but there's other ways of fulfilling Tashbisu. I think. Okay, I'm not holding.
True, but Rashi holds Tashbisu only starts from Zman Isser.
Uh-huh.
So we're saying that Rashi.
So it's Rashi the Shitasa.
Could be
Rashi the Shitasa. Okay, very good. Shkoyach. Okay, it concludes the Bir Halacha. Rov ha-poskim toisin tamay Yerushalmi. V'imkin efshed ein lahachmir. So, most poskim hold like the Yerushalmi, and therefore, this year, the Nafkamina, Efshe, that one does not have to be Machmir this year on Friday afternoon. The Nafkamina is, for most relevant, I mean, we'll talk about, we'll see in the coming days, is shaving and doing laundry, which are very relevant things that come up. There's no shaving the whole week of Pesach, there's no laundry the whole week of Pesach. So, can you do it Erev, Friday afternoon? Okay, let's see. Now, in Deir Shuv, footnote 4, they bring down another reason for the Issa from the Pnei Yeshua. It's because Erev Pesach itself is called a Moed, because the Pasuk says, Eile Moedei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh, and then it says, B'chodesh HaRishon, B'arba'a Asar L'Chodesh Bein HaArbayim, Pesach L'Hashem. So the 14th is included in Moedei Hashem because of the Korban Pesach, and therefore it's shaykh to have relevance to Isser Melacha. And then he points out, working with the Nafka Mina of the Bir Halacha, so then this year it would not be relevant, obviously, because it's not the 14th. Okay, I don't know if Chutz La'aretz is another Nafka Mina, but it could theoretically be another Nafka Mina. But then you're knocking out this halacha based on what the Bir Halacha just said. You'd be knocking it out, you know, Efshadein Lahachmir, and I don't think we do that. Okay, right there is, let's go back to the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. Chalotz Melacha Be'er Pesach Mechatzos Ulamal, it's very severe, Mishamtin Oso. Mishabur Sivkotman Beis points out, Vagam Inroa Simin Bracha. He will not gain any money. He's going to end up with a cavity, or depending on how much money he earned on Erev Pesach afternoon, it'll be a little cavity, it'll be a big cavity, it'll be a root canal, it'll be a implant, and there will go the money that he made on Erev Pesach afternoon. V'afilu lasos bechinam, also even to do for free is usser, the Mishabura clarifies, imu melacha gomura. Because of the Kamei Sebeis. We're going to see in Sebeis, there's different types of Malacha. There's a Malacha Gemura, and there's a Malacha that's not Gemura. So, even to do a Bechinam is also if it's a Malacha Gemura. Then there's a Machlekes and a Diyun about doing it Ayidei Goy. V'yesh Misha Oyser Afilu Ayidei Eino Yehudi. Misha Bura points out Sefkot and Dali Kamo B'Cholamoid. There's a lot of comparison between this and Cholamoid, as we'll see. Even the guy is doing it in the Jew's house, and it looks like he is doing what the Jew wants him to do. It's very obvious. It's still okay, according to this opinion. We're not machmir by Amir la'akom by Erev Pesach afternoon, as we are by Yontif and Cholamoid. To have the guy give you a haircut after Chatzos. Hiskimu harbi achron lahokel, that you can be makel, have the guy give you a haircut. Av shemata rosha letzara masapa masaya ksas, that's all discussion in the Gemara. The fact that one getting the haircut is misayay a little bit, and if the haircut is done, shalom kalacha, if the payas are chopped off, chas v'shalom, is the nikaf, the one whose payas are chopped off, is he responsible? He's responsible as a nikaf, but maybe he's also responsible as a makif. Aval al yedei Yisrael asar filo bichinam. You can't have your friend give you a haircut even for free. Mishum di malacha gemura, because that's considered a malacha gemura. Unetilas tziparnayim, cutting the fingernails. It's also important because lechatchila we don't cut fingernails on Chol HaMoed as well. That should be taken care of before Yontif. Im shachach litilas on kodem chatzos, if one forgot to do it before chatzos, yesh lahakel feel like the atzma or aydai acher bechinam. He can do it himself. If he wants to have someone else do it for him, he can have someone else do it for him. That mutter sounds like b'di'evet. Lechatchila he should really do it before. Look at Sharatzion Ois Zion. Sharatzion Ois Zion points out Eliyazuta v'chineskim apri megadim v'chay adam. The afil b'chol my gufa rov poski matirin kibesim and tough guflam and bays. Now I think we're machmir. The yesh will bezat Hashem. We will learn that next week. The yesh lisma chazal kol ponim be'erev pesach dekil mechol amoed. So we have a machlekes by chol amoed. I think we're noite lahachmir, but there are a lot of mekilim. So erev Pesach afternoon is less chomer than Chol HaMoed, and therefore we can rely on this mekilim for erev Pesach afternoon. Now, Dirshu footnote 6 has a very important ha'ara. I didn't have time to look into it further. I always understood that, you know, shaving for Yontif has to be done before Chatzos, on Erev Pesach, because of this halacha. So Dirshu footnote 6 points out, the Misaperis Atzmo, he brings down from the Ramah that it's Mutter, Ramah and Yoredeya and Hilchas Avelos, that the Isser is only giving a haircut or taking a haircut from somebody else. To give your own haircut would be okay. But then he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Rav that you can't even give yourself a haircut. V'chein hora Ravazner sheyesh lahoros lahachmir. L'chayr mashe shekein dasa mishabura shlohevi heter zeh. The mishabura didn't bring the heter of giving yourself your own haircut, so he wants to say that b'pashtus the mishabura also holds that it's aser. I always understood that it was aser. I didn't understand that there was a diun at all. So I would like to look into that a little bit, because that's a super relevant, that's very, very relevant. Comes up every Erev Pesach afternoon. Okay, this year we have more room to be, we say we have more room to be makeup, because it's not really Erev Pesach. Okay, so if Beis. V'med dvar ma'murim kisha osa melacha l'histakeh. The Isser melacha is when you're doing melacha l'histakeh to make money. Oh, bechinam, or you're doing it for free, but malacha gemura. So it's something that you're making money, even if it's a low-grade malacha, and if you're doing it for free, only if it's a malacha gemura. Lit for begadim mamish, to make new clothes. Aval masakin u kelev v'yantev, but to do a low-grade malacha, to fix up your kelev v'yantev, v'chemisha kotz esfer ma'atza derech limudo, someone who's writing as he learns, that's going to be mutter. If you're making money, even if it's not a malacha gemura, you're making money, it's going to be aser, even if it's a tzarech yontif. If Imamish doesn't have food, he doesn't have money to buy food for yontif, and this is the money he's going to use to buy food for yontif, so then it would be okay. Mishmasiv katan zayim u'malacha gemura u'bezeh aser afilu l'tzarech yantif. It's malacha gemura, then the fact that it's erev yantif doesn't help. U'bezeh aser afilu l'tzarech yom tov. So if it's a malacha gemura, even if it's bechinam, and even if it's tzarech yantif, it's going to be aser. What about laundry and other biggie? The kibus kelev ubechlam malacha gemura v'aser. Laundry is aser. That's a malacha gemura. The koveses akum mutter b'chogav niditin acher chatzos. To give it to the Chinese laundry, that's okay. Kosva achron the kamash mutter lasa b'chol amoed kagon davar ha'aved. Oh she'osam ma'aseh head yevelo ma'asumo v'yesh b'tzarech ha'moed. Things that you're allowed to do in chol amoed, which we'll discuss b'ezrat Hashem at length in the coming weeks. Like it's a davar aved, he's going to lose something if he doesn't do this malacha, or he's doing a ma'isa hedyot, not the work of a professional, but the work of a regular person, and it's tzarech hamoed. These things are mutar on Chol HaMoed. Kol shekein shemutarim be'er Pesach achar Chatzos, which is more lenient than Chol HaMoed, they're going to be mutar. Then the whole list in the third parak of Elul Megalchit, third parak of Moed Katan, the whole list of exceptions to the rule, who can get a haircut, who can do the laundry. So that list that applies to Chol HaMoed, that's referring to Chol HaMoed, is relevant to Erev Pesach afternoon as well. So here it says, Masakin Ukelev the Yontif, Litvar B'Gadim Mamish. Mishra Sif Katan Chas, Rotzalomar. Kli Yashan Shaskalka Ksas, O B'Gadim Shinikru Ksas, Roshayla Sakin Utafram Mitzarch Yontif. You find a tear, you're missing a button, you need to do a little tikkun, you split your pants. Whatever it is, Erev Pesach afternoon, that's going to be mutter. As long as it's not, you can do it for yourself, you can do it for your friends, as long as you're not getting paid. That would even be mutter in a Maisa Uman. The girl took a good professional sewing course, she could do a Maisa Uman, that would also be okay. Shara Tzion on the bottom, Ois Yod. She's getting paid. Then even a ma'ase hedyot, even though the tzarcha mo is going to be asa. Lefima shemavur b'siman tafkuf membeis shari tshuva b'shem no debiuda in hilchas chol hamoed. Afilo b'chol hamoed, it's going to be mutter. Ma'ase hedyot l'tzarcha moed b'schar. So she in kol shegein sheish lager b'zeh b'er pesach achar chatzos. So there's a din over there, and we come out Lakula over there, so you can be Mako over here as well. So if it's, even if they're getting paid, if it's a Maisa Hedyot, Tzarcha Moed will be Mutter. If they're not getting paid, the conclusion here is, even if it's a Maisa Uman, to fix the clothes, it would be okay. To make a new Beged, that would be awesome. But to fix something, that's okay. Here it's actually pretty clear. Lit for B'gadim Mamish of a Masakin Ukelev in Hilchos 9 days, I believe. It's very, at least to the American reader, it's unclear. It talks about Lasakin Kalim. And there, I mean, you have the same chilik, but it's not spelled out as clearly over there for whatever reason. To make a new bag, it is awesome, but to sew a button and to sew a hole, or whatever, sew a, fix the bag, it would be okay. Siv Gimel, Kodem Chatzos. So that's what the Mishnah is referring to. It depends on Minhag HaMakom. Makom Shenagu L'Asam Melacha Osin. Makom Shenagu Shlo L'Asos Ein Osin. Depends what the Minhag HaMakom is. Says Rama Hagol L'Didar Makom Shenagu Shlo L'Asos. We are Minhag is not to do Melacha Erev Pesach even in the morning. Mishra Siv Katan Yud. Well, let's look at your base. Let's go backwards. Mishra Siv Katan Yud Beis. What is he done? Ayin b'levush shacharim she'ein zeh muskam. They don't agree with the Rama. Yesh harbei makomo shenogin la'asos ad chatzos. There are many places where they did do malacha Erev Pesach in the morning. V'akein toler kol echel afi minhag makomo. So they don't go with the Rama. Seems to make a blanket psak that the minig is that it's usher. And the Mishmer brings down Levush and others that that's not so clear, and it taka depends on Minhag HaMakom. Dirshu footnote 16, discusses Minhag Yerushalayim. Now, Minhag Yerushalayim, Kosova Pri Chodosh, brought down in the Luach Eretz Yisrael, Shalom Lasos Malacha Kol Hayom. He gives an interesting reason, which is part of the Mishnah over there and part of the discussion in the Gemara. We'll discuss. That's Siv Dalid. If you go from one place to the other, that's the famous discussion that's relevant to keeping Yontif Sheni. If you're okay, so that's what the Pri Chodesh says in the Luach Eretz Yisrael. But then they bring down from Rosh Hashanah Zalman in Halicha Shlomo. He says we didn't hear Lo Shamanu Shenagu Kain. And he wants to say that even the minig of the Pri Chodesh, which he probably doesn't want to go against, he wants a limit to the tchum of the old city. Shahoyse bezman beis hamikdash. V'lo b'kol machinikra kayom Yerushalayim. not like his psak on Megillah reading on Tesvav, where anything that's under the jurisdiction of the Jerusalem municipality is included in Yerushalayim and Tesvav. Here it's limited to the old city and its tchum. Mishnah Berurah Sifkati, your makom shenagu, so in the place where the minhag is to do malacha, you're allowed to do malacha. Even if you're getting paid, this is in the morning, not in the afternoon. Sif Hei Berurah Sifzeh, Ayin Shabbat Mechabib Ramah. Sif Dalet discusses going from place to place, and Sif Hei, it discusses what's involved in this minhag. Mishnah Berurah Sifkati, Yudalev Shlo Lasos, the minhag is not to do it, you're not to do. Hainu Mineitzacham Alamala, Vekol Alay Lamutah. Va'afilu b'neim achareim ad sov kol adoros ein rashoim lasos. So even the children, this is the Gemara in that same parak over there, where the minig of the parents is binding on the children ad sov kol adoros. So that even if they want to change the minig, they can't. As the Gemara discusses, I think they're talking about not working on Fridays, Erev Shabbos not working, and they went to the Rav and they said, okay, our parents had money, they could afford to take off on Friday. We can afford 2 days off a week. We can't afford it. He said, sorry, you're stuck. I'll teach this Torah Simecha. Ein Rashan Lassos continues the Mishnah Berurah Sifkati Yud Aleph Mishum Al Titash Torah Simecha. Va'afilu Hatara Ein Mo'il Bazeh. It won't help to do Hataras Nedarim. And Yeshua explains that Hataras Nedarim is for the Madi, the person who made the Neder, so he can undo his Neder. But you can't undo a Neder that was imposed upon you from your parents. What this relates to exactly, and where do you draw the line, and what it's relevant to, so that, that would seem to be a discussion. Each thing should be asked individually. Again, Sif Gimel. So before Chatzos, dependent on Minig HaMakom, the Ramah says, L'didon Makom Shenagu Shalol Asos, Mishnah Berurah disagrees with that. V'davka Melochos Gemuros were Asering, according to the minig, not to do on Erev Pesach morning. Aval shar malachos, afilu minig leka, but the light malachos, okay, you have to know each thing. This is a heavy malacha, this is a light malacha. Whatever it would be considered a light malacha, so there's no minig at all. The minig doesn't exist. The minig is only on the heavy malachos that we discussed on, I guess, on the afternoon. So where the minig is not to do in the morning, it's referring to the heavy malachos. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. If katan yud gimel, cannabis if beis b'hagah b'la'achah chatzos. Okay, so that is siman tov samiches, seif aleph beis and gimel.